You know, it's gonna be weird.
Huh?
All right. We are going with our episode 8 podcast with you being here. And finally they get to see you for once in life.
Yeah.
After you being in Game Beast for fucking 5 episodes.
You can kind of see me in one of your, like, the punching shorts.
Oh, yeah, the punching short. I don't... Is that one on YouTube at all?
Yeah, I don't think so.
No, wait, they know who you are because I posted the goat thing. So they've seen you fully because I've posted that thing of you making the goat sound.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Shit.
Oh, yeah, you are in the punching bag one.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, guys, welcome back to Chasing the Dream podcast. Episode number 8.
Yeah.
We were going to have Colby on here, but he's a pussy. I'm going to make it my goal every episode we talk shit about Colby.
That's a good goal.
From episode 7 to now, we're gonna make it a goal that we talk shit about Colby.
Sounds good.
Colby, we love you. Don't take it to heart, please. Please don't take it to heart. You good over there? Yeah, so guys, this is the first or second virtual call. Technically, the one with Marvel was kind of a virtual video, but it wasn't like face-to-face talking type thing. It was just a phone call and me just there. But this is kind of the first virtual podcast episode I've had since
Basecamp.
Yeah. So I'm gonna give a little bit of a spoiler, and it would be the first thing for Gabe to hear. So you guys know, episode 7, we actually, Gabe made his podcast debut. So props to you making your podcast debut literally like a week ago. I'm not trying to get my hopes up, but, Gabe, we're probably gonna have our first actual big person come onto this podcast. I was in talks with somebody when Colby was around, didn't go well. Now I'm in talks with someone else. I don't want to try to play so much TikTok sounds. But he's a famous TikToker, and I follow him. He's got 2.2 million followers on TikTok. On his YouTube channel, he's got 423k subscribers.
Cool.
His name is David Michael Frank. You probably don't know who he is.
I don't.
But he's one of my favorite artists ever. For like a small artist. Besides the band Raw, which I'm still trying to get people for, but well, that's a whole other thing. But I'm gonna try not to get my hopes up for this episode because it'd be amazing. The only reason why I want to interview him is because the title of this podcast is Chasing the Dream Podcast. He's chasing his dream. About a year ago, he released his first single, Only One. His debut song. His first ever single. That's his own music, not a cover.
Mm-hmm.
And 3 weeks ago, he just released another single called So What? 2 weeks ago. and he's finally making his first debut album. All original music, all him. And he's popping up in the charts right now with all these songs that he's making. And why... So it brings me to, this is the reason why I wanted to interview him. He was trying to do his first ever debut headline tour. So he was trying to tour, but he was going to be the last act of the show. So like, you know how you went to Panic, there was two openers and then Panic. Well, he was going to be like that. He was going to be two openers and then him. Well, all his agents and stuff that he was trying to contact didn't let him do it. They weren't believing in him. So my guy took it upon himself, credit card after credit card after credit card, going in debt. Like, I think he said, like, $62,000, I believe, in debt for his first private party tour. Going around the U.S., putting on shows that he owns himself. He can do whatever the fuck he wants. He does his own... He literally everything. Everything is all him. It's fucking cool. So he didn't give up on his dream. And he did it and took it upon himself. And the best part about it is he sold enough tickets where he broke even and he's not in debt anymore. From how many tickets he sold. So... this story behind everything, it makes me want to make him come onto my podcast. And not kidding you, last night he emailed me back.
Oh shit.
And my response to him when I hit him up, I said, "Hey David, it's GoldNinja03 from your TikTok. I would love to have you come onto my podcast called Chasing a Dream Podcast. Everything that you've done for your tour is amazing. I'd love to ask you questions about it and others and other questions about you too. Please let me know in a good time in a day you would do this. Thanks, man. I would appreciate it."
What did you say back?
He's like, "Thanks. Link me to it, please." And I gave him the link and I said, "Sorry for the late apply," because he did email me August 31st. But I literally just got it yesterday. So I don't know if he'll get it in time before his tour. Because if I'm not mistaken, I think his tour starts in October. And obviously I don't want to interview with him on tour. Because the only thing I'm thinking of is we wait until he's done tour and do it. I'm also trying to go see him too, and he's coming to Boston. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, he... So I'm trying not to get my hopes up. But he could potentially be the first big person we have on here. So the people who are listening who know David Frank, please hit him up and say, "Go on Chasing a Dream Podcast. Go on Chasing a Dream Podcast," and see if it actually makes him go on Chasing a Dream Podcast.
Would he, like, come to where, like, come to us, or would it be, like, a
virtual? It would be like this.
Okay.
So I would have you, him, me, or if you didn't feel comfortable doing it, it would just be me and him. Because I would also give you, I would give you a list of questions that I would type out on here, and... I'd give you some questions that you can ask him yourself if you want to ask some questions. Or if you already had, like, good questions about artists in your head, then, yeah.
Yeah, I have good questions. If we did do that, yeah, I don't.
But no, like, I really don't want to get my hopes up for it, but I would be really happy and I would be really, really excited for it.
Yeah.
And then I'm also trying to hit up the lead singer of Skillet. John Cooper.
I think I know
from Skillet.
I have one of those songs on my playlist.
Yeah, I'm trying to hit him up. That's not going too well, but it's worth a shot. I sent an email out. But guys, you guys don't understand the work I put into this podcast to try to get some people for you guys. I try my hardest to get people on here, and it's so difficult. So it's like it's difficult to make a podcast every day until like every Saturday. It's like it's difficult, but I need something. And currently, right now, it is Saturday and we're filming this fucking podcast now. So it's gonna be released like probably early in the morning or the after we record it.
Be
Don't
released
know
in
yet.
like 8 hours.
Yeah.
Because what time is it? It's 12:30.
But no, like I also want to kind of talk about the Rob thing that I was telling people earlier. Yes, I have gotten close on getting someone from Raw. The lead singer and owner and founder of Raw, Shahaj, tried to get him on. I haven't heard from him in a while. I did email him a few times and then I just stopped. Other person that I was trying to go for was Ben Carroll, one of the other guitarists of Raw. He got back to me. He said he's apologized for the long to get back to me. He's got a lot on his plate at the moment. He just wants me to keep growing my podcast. Check back in with him for in a few months, and he just told me that he appreciates me thinking of him. Reason why I want to pick him, that I picked him, and Sahaj. We'll talk about Sahaj first since he was the first one to reply and the first one to get a little farther. So I wanted to pick Sahaj because Sahaj, he started a band. I'm just gonna throw out, he started a band. And he's also a producer. He writes his own stuff. So there's like a lot of questions in my head.
Yeah.
Like, what made you get into the music? Why did you choose this genre of music? Like, it's just little things, like what got him into it. It's all there's a lot of questions. I have a list of questions that I still have written down for him. And like, the same thing with Ben Carroll. He was a rock star, and then he turned into somebody who's like really peaceful, if that makes sense. Like he does like these things called singing bowls. So he turned into like a very heavy metal rock to a singing bowl guy. I want to know why he switched that way. What made him flip a switch and switch into somebody else type of thing.
I mean, not bad people to like get on here because
No,
you have
they're
good
not.
sense about them, you know?
Yeah, like I'm prepared for like I'm literally prepared to have people on the podcast and test it out, to see how well it will go. And so I'm not saying I'm not trying. I am trying. Like I'm trying my hardest on this podcast. I mean, like I said, it's fucking difficult. Like it is very, very difficult to especially where too, where like we're not a big podcast either. We're a small podcast.
Yeah.
And I'm shooting for people who are like small too. They're not as famous as like fucking Brandon Urie. Fucking.
They're small, but they're bigger than us.
Yeah. Like. I'm trying to name another big celebrity. Logan Paul, KSI, Jake Paul. Like, I wouldn't be able to shoot for those guys right now. I know that for a fact.
Did you email Prime
Yeah,
recently?
so I tried talking to Prime to get a sponsorship from Prime because of how much Prime I drink a day. Last time I counted my refrigerator, I have 35 bottles of Prime, and I think plus 8 energy cans. I'm
Well.
addicted. And I literally popped Glowberry as soon as it dropped. And lemonade.
What's that taste like, by the way? Blueberry?
So, it's not what everyone thinks Glowberry tastes like. You would think Glowberry would taste like a berry. Well, Glowberry is a green apple. It's an apple.
Using?
Yeah.
Ready?
short intermission. Short intermission, guys. Gabe just screwed up. Sorry, you guys saw my setup right now.
I hit the hang up button.
I know. I didn't end the thing either.
It didn't mess it up, right?
No, it didn't. We're still recording and everything. We're all good.
Ready?
Yeah. Don't hit the end button this time. Are those all full bottles of Prime?
Not full.
Is that your collection of Prime?
Yeah. They're not all in here. I took them all. It sucked. Yeah, these are all of them.
Wow.
I haven't got the new one,
though. I have... people probably have already seen... in streams and stuff, I have a collection up above my TV of every single Prime flavor I've had, from Ice Pop to Metamoon. I do have a bottle of Glowberry waiting to go up there, but I need to get a shelf for them all because there's too many, and they won't fit on top of my TV. So I gotta get a shelf for all of them. So, but yeah, but I have a Glowberry bottle waiting to go up there. I don't collect the cans because there's no point of collecting the cans. But I have the Glowberry bottle, so I can tell you every single one I've had. Glowberry, Ice Pop, Tropical, Orange, Lemonade, Lemon Lime, Blue Raz, Grape, Strawberry Watermelon, and Metamoon. I've had them all. Besides one that I'm still iffy about because I need to go on eBay for it.
Is it the KSI one?
It's the KSI one. And I have been really fucking tempted to buy it. But there's a problem. Oh my god! This kid! I'm calling him. I'm calling you.
I'm so sorry.
No. We're still going. But no. They're selling the Dodgers, LA Dodgers Prime Edition on eBay right now for $13. Huh?
So is that a real thing, though? The Dodgers one?
Yeah, it's real.
Is your camera not on?
Literally. No, it's on.
Oh, it's not on for me.
Oh. Hold on.
No, what the fuck? This podcast has technical difficulties. Oh, there we go.
Yeah, it has a lot of technical difficulties right now. It's the first one. We'll figure it more later. But no, it's a real one. It's right there.
I wonder what that one tastes like.
I don't know. It's sealed, so... $15. I don't want it.
I have to go to LA and get you one.
And then they're also selling for $125 the first ever bottles of lemonade. $40 for the KSI bottle on eBay.
I haven't even heard of that one tastes like.
It is orange mango.
Yeah, see, bruh. That's
nobody.
Hmm?
So they're selling them at probably the LA Dodgers Stadium.
They are.
I want a bottle. But no, they're selling these, man, like crazy.
They what?
There's people are selling Prime for a crazy amount of prices.
Yeah, For literally a bottle, like
that, yeah, they're like this big.
Yeah, I didn't.
I got the lemonade. You got the lemon lime.
Bro, this one's my favorite.
Lemon lime is your favorite one.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
And then I've tried so far the KSI one. I like to bet money that if I try that one, it'd be my favorite.
Yeah, it's orange mango. It's literally the orange mango energy drink, just the hydration.
Mango is my favorite fucking food in the entire world.
Yeah, that's all it is. It's just the orange mango energy drink and of hydration, like they did with strawberry watermelon.
Yeah.
But no, I've had them all. I've had all of the primes. I can say I've had the KSI one because I drink the orange mango energy drink. So.
You're getting so many of them, bro.
It's so bad for you, but. It's good.
I didn't know they were actually bad.
I didn't know either. I just kept drinking them. And my mom kept telling me, she's like, yeah, they're bad for you. And then I'm like, well, looks like I'm dying drinking Prime.
Aren't they supposed to be like fucking healthy though?
They're supposed to be healthy, but it's all the stuff that they have in it. I guess it's not that healthier than you think.
Oh, my camera. It's just
really gluten-free, caffeine-free. But also people are hating on the energy drink because the kids are buying energy drink, 200 milligrams of caffeine, cardiac arrest. I haven't seen much about the hydration unless they're saying the same thing for the energy and the hydration, just without saying the hydration part.
I just am confused why they're hating on the energy drink so much.
Because
the parents are still letting the kids buy
it. Yeah, that's the thing. That's why I'm saying, like, alright, before we start into this topic, I'm going to flat out say this before we get into this topic. No offense to any parent out there. This is just what I feel and how stupid this can be. But parents are literally looking. All they're seeing is just this bright colored can. There's a difference between a can and a bottle. A bottle is wider and plastic. A can is thin and titanium. Or tin. Whatever the fuck. Titanium, whatever. And it clearly states on both drinks what is what. This one, hydration. The can, energy. If I'm not mistaken, they're both in the same size font. And it's clear as fucking day. Especially when they sell it in the case and it says energy. The box that the cans come in to sell on shelves says Prime Energy. So you cannot tell me parents are that stupid to let their kid drink 200 milligrams of caffeine in a Prime Energy without realizing it's not energy.
They probably want to get paid.
One's got a cap, one doesn't. I will literally grab a can and show the difference.
All of them.
Here is Prime Hydration. Here is Prime Energy. Now, take this in consideration. They're fucking different. Look at the size and the different layouts. Plastic, not plastic. Hydration? Not hydration.
And you should be reading shit before you buy
them. And you should read things before you let your kids buy them. Because it clearly states energy drink on the can. And if I'm not mistaken, right here, drink responsibly, not recommended for children under the age of 18. People sensitive to caffeine, pregnant women, or women who are nursing. On the back of the can. Right there. So you cannot tell me parents are not paying attention to what this is. Yes, raspberry, tropical, and lemon lime, and strawberry watermelon, and ice pop are the same design bottles as the cans. But this is an ice pop one. It's a little bit different on the can. But the other four are the same exact color. So I can completely understand the confusion. But literally when you pick the can up, it says energy drink.
I can't understand the confusion at all, honestly, because...
So, and not to mention, if you look on here, it clearly states 200 milligrams of caffeine right there.
Like, they let you know everything you need to know.
And that's the thing. Everything is on this can. But parents are just not paying attention to what their kids are grabbing. Because for all you know, the kid's lying and saying, oh, this is the hydration. Then why doesn't the parents double check and make sure it's the hydration and not the energy? Because there is two different ones, and I'm pretty sure everybody in this world knows what Prime is.
And be honest. Matt, have you ever seen a fucking energy drink in this?
No.
Energy drinks are in cans.
Yeah.
How, like... I've also never seen... I don't think I've seen a hydration drink in a can either.
The hydration drinks that I've seen, like, they have Monster hydration drinks. Those are in these. Energy drinks are in a can. And not to mention, this is literally the same exact size and the same exact skinniness and probably length of a fucking Red Bull can.
It's got a lot of shit in it.
So.
I understand what they're saying. How, like, I know why the energy drink is bad, you know?
But I just don't get parents sometimes because they bitch and complain about this, but they're also kind of the problem of not double checking on what their kids are buying. I mean, I'm gonna flat out say it. There's probably a lot of bad shit in this drink. Even the hydration. There's probably a lot of bad things in this drink to begin with that we're not knowing.
Probably.
Which is understandable on why they're going at them for it. But the other problem is I'm seeing more things about the fucking energy drink than I'm seeing about the hydration drink. And taking consideration, there's a lot of people in this world, including myself, that don't drink a lot of energy drinks because of caffeine. When I drink caffeine, I get jittery. And I don't like feeling jittery. So I don't drink energy a lot. The times that I do, it's a rare occasion. I mean, I drink coffee and still get the jitters, but not as bad as energy drinks.
Like, I drank half a Monster today for the first time.
So, I mean, either way, it's more to blame the parents than it is to blame the company. The company clearly states energy drink, 200 milligrams of caffeine.
And, like, what can we expect? Like, any drink is gonna have some real bad shit in it for you, unless it's water.
I guarantee you this has got bad shit in it, too. I guarantee you Mountain Dew's got a lot of bad shit that we don't know what's in it. Like, there's a lot of things that are in a lot of stuff that is most likely bad for us, but we're still drinking it. Like, even with everything that I've seen with Prime, I'm still drinking it. I literally looked at my mom. My mom told me about it. I'm like, then you're going to be catching me drinking Prime on my deathbed. And plus, I've been hardly drinking it anyways. I mean, since Thursday, I've been drinking Prime. So, I've been drinking Prime for 3 days straight now. But I'm only having one, and then I'm going right to water, soda. Yeah. Juice. So, I mean.
That's the way you go, juice.
Juice. I love my juice.
Water, soda, and juice.
Water, soda, juice.
Great.
Okay. That's what I did today. I did Prime, soda, water, juice. Now soda.
Today I did. Refilled my water bottle like 4 times at school.
Mm-hmm.
Chocolate at lunch. More water. Monster. Now. Like, why do you think we never see Logan Paul swallowing that shit?
Swallow what?
Prime.
He doesn't swallow Prime?
Bro, he always, like, spits it out, and, like, in that video where he's pretending to drink it while he's parachuting.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. You know? You good?
Yeah, I'm looking on my phone. I don't know what for.
But yeah, I think that we should all know that, like, when they came out saying, like, this drink isn't, like, that bad for you, like, no drink, nothing's gonna ever be perfect. Like,
there's
always gonna be some weird ass, like, chemicals and.
And, you know, I didn't even start drinking Prime for a while until it. And, like, the first day that it came out, like, I didn't drink it. Like, it took me a while to get my hands on it. So I was like, okay. Like, I didn't have it for the longest time. And then, like, all of a sudden I'm having it. I try it. I fell in love with it. And I'm addicted to it. And I don't like that I'm addicted to it because all my money is going right to Prime.
When
but
you told me
I don't care.
I was like wicked sick, and I remember my mom, like, literally bought me every single one of the bottles
mm-hmm.
that was sold at, like, this gas station that carried them.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sick as hell, bro. It was so good.
But. I think what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to slowly start drinking everything in my fridge, like all the Prime and stuff, and then I'm just going to get the top 3-4 flavors I like, and I'm going to keep it at that.
Yeah.
Because right now, I basically have every flavor but Blue Raz and Grape. I'm not a fan of the Grape one, so I really don't want that one. I do want Blue Raspberry because I haven't had that one. That was the first ever Prime I had, too, was Blue Raspberry.
That's the first one I had, too.
So, and then I had Orange. And I've just been trying them all ever since. But if I had to rate the Prime by all of them, Blueberry, Ice Pop, Lemonade, Blue Raz, Strawberry Watermelon,
Blueberry is that good, huh?
Yep. Lemon Lime, Orange, Metamoon.
Yeah.
Great. How many? Ice Pop, Tropical Orange, Lemonade, Lemon Lime, Blue Raz, Grape, Strawberry Watermelon, Metamoon, Blueberry. There's 10. So, Blueberry, Ice Pop, Lemonade, Blue Ras, Strawberry Watermelon. Tropical, Blue Ras, Metamoon, Orange, Grape. I do like the orange one, so I would buy it, but not all the time. Orange is like that one flavor that you need to be in the mood for.
Yeah.
Grape, on the other hand, I did not like it because when I first tried it, it tastes like fucking cough syrup. And I was, dude, I was so disappointed. So disappointed.
I feel like most artificial grape things, they either taste like cough syrup or they either taste like artificial goodness.
Yeah.
And yeah,
but no, orange is one of those is like you need to be in the mood for. Like, I think I have like one bottle of orange.
Yeah, exactly.
But like I have like three bottles of lemon lime, three tropical, almost a whole 12 pack of glowberry. I think like 9 to 7 bottles of lemonade, 4 bottles of strawberry watermelon, 3 Metamoon, 1 ice pop, which sucks because I like ice pop. No Raz. Dude, I'm so pissed. But I'm gonna finish what I got and then I'll buy more. But only the flavors that I like. My top 5 or my top 4.
Yeah. I mean, I did like the lemonade when it first came out. I was looking for, because it was like, it came out when I was still in Florida, so I was looking for it down there.
And then, fucking, obviously, like I told you, as soon as Glowberry and Lemonade dropped, I bought them. Then Colby calls me and does this. Just shows me this the Lemonade Prime. I'm like, where'd you get it? He's like, the 7-Eleven. I'm like, okay. So I bought out all the lemonade. Not knowing I was going to like it or not. I took one sip. I fell in love. So I'm like, I'm glad I bought them all. Then I literally went back the next day. They restocked and I bought them all again.
All?
Yep.
I hope you know how much of a piece of shit you are for doing that.
I have been told.
You bought all the new flavor.
I bought all of the lemonade when they restocked it. And they had like 3 bottles left. And I bought it all.
You piece of shit.
And then they restocked it, so there was like 5 bottles, and I bought all 5 of them.
They're probably like, we need to stop selling it, because this guy...
Dude, I haven't showed up there since the day that Glowberry dropped. And the day, I guess the day that Lemonade dropped, 7-Eleven had the lemonade. So I went to 7-Eleven the day it dropped to see if they had Glowberry, and there was none. Because I was going to buy one, drink it, go back in and buy them all. I know, I'm an asshole. But you got to think of it this way. I don't need to go buy Prime. I got a shit ton in my fridge right now, so I'm set.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not complaining. I'm chilling. I have my Prime. I'm good.
You have too much Prime that you know what to do with.
Yeah. Call when we hang out, I'll give you a bottle.
Thanks.
I'll give you a bottle of Glowberry.
You're W, bro.
And a lemon lime.
Wait, a bottle of lemonade and lemon lime?
Yep. Dude, it got so bad to the point where I literally gave Colby 4 bottles of tropical and 4 of ice pop. Because I bought so many.
Dude, I was about to just be nice, drop off a Prime for this for Colby. Dude took, I'm not even kidding, it took him 5 minutes to put his shoes on. Comes out and they're not even tied. The laces weren't even tied. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? I think he thought that we were picking him up and going to hang out with him.
Probably.
Just Prime, and it will feel sad. But yeah, that was fun. Thought I'd share that story. You said we're insulting Colby, and we're talking about Prime, so
yep.
Not a bad story.
Oh, if you guys don't know, if some of you are just like returning after listening to some podcasts, if you want to know what happened with Colby and why I have a new co-host, Gabe, listen to episode 7. Maybe episode 9 will be the discussion on the reason why Colby left, why Colby's not doing the podcast anymore. I gotta talk to him because he's being a dick about things, but I think that will be an episode where we'll, three of us, me, Gabe, and Colby, will be in a car, and we'll talk about it. Since you guys clearly don't know the full reason why he left, I know the full reason why, but I promised him I wouldn't say anything, and I'm still going to keep that because I'm not that much of a dick.
Yeah.
And I will respect Colby's privacy and not release it out to the public. So
yeah, that's good.
I'm not a dick.
You guys still got that trust for each other, that's good.
Yeah. I'm not a dick. I don't do that to people. Like, if they don't want me saying something in public, I won't. They don't want me recording something, I won't. They don't want me to post it, I won't.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I can't say the posting part because I feel like you didn't want me to post the fucking goat one. I should have asked you before I posted it.
Yeah, at least you asked before the Colby fight.
Yeah. I should have asked, though. I actually should have asked you for it, your permission first, but it did well.
Yeah. It's a good little short.
Yeah. You guys don't know what I'm talking about. He did a goat thing in Walmart. Go watch it. It's on the gaming channel. God, how long has this podcast been?
Oh, I remember saying it was 12:12, and it's 12:44. Sorry.
It's been 42 minutes.
Somehow looked it up at some point.
I didn't know how long this podcast was until now, so I don't care. If we got more things to talk about, we'll talk about it. If not, then we'll just end the pod, but no.
Yeah, it's been a good one.
Yeah, this episode's actually been pretty damn good, I'm not gonna lie.
For a little, like, quick one.
Quick last minute.
Yeah, it was like, it felt like it was gonna be kind of rushed, but it wasn't that bad, honestly.
No, it wasn't. But no, like, literally today I went out fishing and I was gonna go make a podcast after fishing, but I stayed out way too late fishing. So
my friend lied to me that there was a game at the high school.
Well, no, we were gonna record a podcast, and I was like, okay, I have plans, but I'm gonna go fishing. Then I'll come get you to go make a podcast. And then I remembered, I'm like, we can fucking do a virtual podcast at night. I'm like, that will work. So that's what we ended up doing. After we finished playing, after we did a stream on my channel. On the gaming channel, guys, there's another video / after stream, if you guys want to go watch it. We were doing a giveaway, and we're still going to be doing a giveaway until we give away the card. But if you guys want to know what the giveaway is, it's a PlayStation gift card of $10, and it's a fucking Xbox Live for a month. And I'm giving them both away to a subscriber, follower. So I'm going to say the same thing on the podcast. If you guys want to be involved in it, all you guys got to do, make sure you're subscribing to the game channel. Like and share one of my videos on the game channel. Subscribe to all my channels. Make sure you're, like I probably already said, following the podcast. And you have a chance to win. There's like, if I'm not mistaken, right now there's like 2 people in it. We need more people to continue the giveaway, so I'm probably going to make a short about it. Yeah, so there's like 2 people on the giveaway, so I'm going to make a short about it later. You guys can listen to the rules on there. But yeah, so I'm going to extend the giveaway out to the podcast. If you guys want to be in it, just make sure you follow us, subscribe, whatever. And yeah, New art, by the way, which I'm going to talk to you off the pod about the cover photo and what you want to do with it.
Oh, for our cover photo for the
Yeah, for the
podcast?
podcast, so it's not just me on it.
Oh, okay. All right,
But
yeah,
we'll
we'll
talk
be
about
cool.
that after.
Yeah.
But yeah, guys, there's going to be new art for the podcast. Well, profile picture for the podcast that we'll be posting on our Instagram at, I think it's Chasing the Dream, Chasing underscore Dream Podcast. I can't remember. Hold on. I should know this.
I need to check if you want.
I got it. There we go. So if you guys want to see the new channel art before we even change anything, follow us on our Instagram at Chasing a Dream underscore 2023. That's the podcast, the official podcast Instagram, so you guys can go ahead and go follow. So you guys get update when we post another podcast, or we just post something about the podcast or something that happened in the podcast and pictures of people who are on the podcast. So if you guys want that, go follow us on there. And yeah, so I think that's good enough podcast for me, I guess.
Yeah, this is a good one.
And one thing to mention, Gabe, I know you've only been in two episodes, but it is for the podcast. We hit one, oh, I want to say a good milestone. We hit 102 plays on the podcast a week ago.
102, please.
Yep.
Good start.
We have 102 plays in total on this podcast between
Awesome.
me and Colby and you and me. So we did hit that. We did hit. Basically, we hit 100 plays. So let's keep that rate going. I'll try to hit 200 plays. So guys, share out the podcast. Follow. Share out the podcast to anybody you know that likes to listen to podcasts while they work out, whatever. Don't forget to follow us on here. We're on Spotify, Anchor, Google, and Apple. We're on like fucking four different platforms. And we're probably on some other platforms that I don't know about because I have to look. But as far as I know, we're on Apple, Google, Spotify, Anchor. That's all I know. And yeah. So just hit the follow on anything and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Call it a day, in my opinion.
Well, smooth.
Smooth moves. Take it easy, guys. We'll see you later.
Yeah.